Lo-Fi Palace, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in the world today? And it's International Women's Day, people. Or technically, that's Friday, March 8th, but we're starting it today. You know, we got event news coming up for you with different ways and places you can celebrate International Women's Day this week. And we got a Fab Five of the Day focusing on the United Nations' five key areas for women's rights that joint actions are needed. And we got some International Women's Day trivia for you to round out our episode, so sit back, relax, and let's go. First up, we have some virtual events going on in the U.S., but anyone anywhere can register with the International Women's Day group, and the theme this year is Inspire Inclusion. And the International Women's Day organizations are hosting a stream on Tuesday, March 5th, called Lean In. Let's inspire inclusion by debunking four myths holding women back. It's a one-hour session focusing on the 2023 Women in the Workplace Report, and focusing on debunking the myths that were just mentioned, and an overview of programs and actions that are possible for the future. And that one's on March 5th at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, on March 6th, the next day, Wednesday, there's another one-hour virtual session by the same group, but this one's called Lean In, Girls, Five Ways to Inspire Inclusion Through Lifting Girls Up as Leaders. And that's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on March 6th. And both of these virtual events are free, but you do need to register with the International Women's Day or internationalwomensday.com. So just go to the event site and you'll see the links to do it. And our next one, one more virtual event, but this one's on Friday, March 8th itself, which is the official International Women's Day. It's the United Nations. They are hosting their official UN International Women's Day commemoration and live stream from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that's going to be on the United Nations' own website, the UN Web TV. And the live stream, from what I can tell, is free as well. Now, if you're looking for some things a little closer to home and you're in the New Orleans area, there are several things going on this week. Though, heads up, these ones I'm about to talk about are not free. You do need to buy tickets or register for them. But regardless, there are local ways to celebrate women in the world today, but at the local level. So all month long, the National World War II Museum is focusing on women in service. But specifically on Thursday, March 7th, there's a Lady Legends matinee luncheon honoring the legendary female singing groups from the 1930s to the 60s and beyond. And then on Friday, March 8th, at the New Orleans Marriott Warehouse Arts District Hotel, there's an all-day event. Starting in the morning, it's the Junior League of New Orleans Women's Leadership Summit, hosted by Ochsner. And that one's on Friday. And the World War II Museum matinee, that was on Thursday. And then our final ones that we're going to be looking at are on Thursday and on Friday, on the 7th and the 8th. Loyola University has two events. Their first one on Thursday is at 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and contains panel discussions for International Women's Day celebration, hashtag Inspire Inclusion. And the 8th, the following day at Loyola, on the actual International Women's Day itself, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., they're going to have several keynote speakers and local and university officials. And the Women's Leadership Academy is leading it with hashtag Embrace Equity. And there you have it, peeps. Seven ways you can celebrate International Women's Day this week. You know, both virtually with the world or locally here in NOLA. And don't forget to write in. Let us know if you go to any of these events, or if you go to some other events, or if you hear about events later on in March that are coming up and you want to give a shout out for International Women's Month events. Definitely let us know. Now let's switch gears to our Fab Five of the Day and look at the United Nations list of five key areas needing joint action. And here we go, in order as the United Nations list them. Number one, investing in women, a human rights issue. Time is running out. Gender equality is the greatest human rights challenge, benefiting everyone. Number two, ending poverty. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic and conflicts, 75 million more people have fallen into severe poverty since 2020. Immediate action is crucial to prevent over 342 million women and girls living in poverty by 2030. Number three, implementing gender-responsive financing. Conflicts and rising prices may lead 75% of countries to cut public spending by 2025, negatively impacting women and their essential services. Number four, shifting to a green economy and care society. The current economic system disproportionately affects women. Advocates propose a shift to a green economy and care society to amplify women's voices. And number five, supporting feminist changemakers. Despite leading efforts, feminist organizations receive only 0.13% of official development assistance. And the United Nations' overall message of these five? This International Women's Day, let's unite to transform challenges into opportunities and shape a better future for all. Now that's change worth making, my friends. Now switching gears one last time to that Lo-Fi Global Trivia, but International Women's Day edition. We got five trivia questions coming your way. Let's get it. Number one, when was the first year the United Nations officially started celebrating March 8th as International Women's Day? We'll go it again. When was the first year the United Nations officially started celebrating March 8th as International Women's Day? Number two, where was the first National Women's Day observed? Where was the first National Women's Day observed? Number three, when was the first National Women's Day observed? So the previous question was where, this one is when. When was the first National Women's Day observed? Number four, why is March 8th International Women's Day? Why is March 8th International Women's Day? Number five, how many years has it been that the United Nations has been celebrating International Women's Day? How many years has the United Nations been celebrating International Women's Day? Love you, Lo-Fi. And this is just a snap of what's going on in the world today. Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off. All right, here we go. Answers to that trivia. When was the first year the United Nations officially started celebrating March 8th as International Women's Day? 1975. Number two, where was the first National Women's Day observed? The United States. Number three, when was the first National Women's Day observed? 1909. Number four, why is March 8th International Women's Day? And here there's actually multiple answers to this question, and March 8th appears as important dates in multiple countries over time for women's rights. But there also seems to be some alignment with a Russian women's rights movement in 1917 and women gaining the right to vote after the Tsar abdicated. And in number five, how many years has the United Nations been celebrating International Women's Day? 50 years this year. Happy International Women's Day, people.